Statistics. Each member of the team has got to keep statistics on results and measurable activities. From 1 week to the next, that's how you measure your strengths and your weaknesses. No stats, no results. What do I mean by stats? A network marketing client of mine has a code of honor rule that states that team members will share their appointment books with the others on their team on a weekly basis. This way, they can show activity levels, who they're meeting with, how many people they're calling on. It keeps them accountable to the team. They set targets for their different activities, and then they log in their actual numbers. It's very revealing and somewhat uncomfortable, but it allows support and growth. So let's say that one person on the team sets a goal that she will make 100 new calls every week, and she will make 5 presentations. If her team looks at her activities and discovers that every week she's exceeding her goal for calls, but falling short in presentations, there may be a problem with how she's calling on people. It then becomes much easier for her to be coached on to success. Keeping statistics also reveals wins that ought to be celebrated, such as achieving more than the agreed-upon goal. It also reveals where potential problems may be, such as in the area of converting initial contacts into live presentations. It also allows you to see patterns over time. Sometimes trying to change behavior patterns is like watching grass grow. Slow and dull, right? We feel like it's taking forever and nothing's happening. And then what do? We beat ourselves up if something hasn't changed over a very short period of time, or we change strategies before the current one has had time to play out. Think about your last plan to lose weight. You worked out at the gym every day, you cut back on sweets, you ate salads for dinner, and you weighed yourself every day hoping to see change. You kicked yourself for that one cookie you ate if your weight hadn't dropped. But if you give it some time and watch what happens each week, then you may look back in 6 months and realize you lost a few pounds and a percentage of body fat, right? Maybe you will even realize that over time your energy has gone up, or because you can now observe your own patterns, you notice that you tend to eat when you're under stress. It teaches you a lot about yourself. That's what I'm talking about. If you keep stats, you can observe patterns, measure progress, and solve problems. Without them, you get discouraged, you won't be acknowledging your wins, and most important, you will have forgotten how far you've come. The key is not just keeping final numbers, it's measuring the activities. Did you change your approach? Did you have help? What was going on that day? Tracking your activities allows you to see your behavior and your progress or lack of it. It also allows you to be coached properly. A true team supports each other unconditionally. This is not about being shamed into action. That's why many people are afraid of accountability and of being on a great team. They're afraid of being scrutinized. That's just the little voice in your brain that's been conditioned to think that feedback is personal, painful, and harmful. The more feedback you get, the easier it is to take. If you avoid it like the plague, each rare time that you do get it, it's going to be tougher and tougher until you avoid it altogether. Team tip: the more feedback you accept, the easier it gets to receive it. This is about being supported and encouraged by a team that has your best interests in mind. In one of the organizations that I work with, the idea of coupling accountability with a game resulted in the creation of a fantasy football game in which people are put on teams where they receive points for sales activity and practice. These points are gathered in a software program where the teams compete in the playoffs to see what team can score the most points. This simple model surged activity levels by over 400%. People were motivated by fellow team members in two ways. First, if they weren't up to speed, other members jumped in to support immediately since they all had something to win in the end. Second, no one wanted to let down their teammates, so they pushed extra hard to earn the right to be considered a great team player. The dynamics of this were incredible. Without accountability, there is little to measure your progress or the progress of others. But then again, it comes back to knowing who's on your team. You don't win a championship unless you're willing to be held accountable. Statistics make this very simple. The late Dr. Edwards Deming, the guru of quality management, said it simply, quote, "If you can measure it, you can improve it," end quote. This is true in manufacturing as well as in human behavior and performance. It doesn't always mean that you'll succeed. Nobody does all the time. But if you're willing to put yourself on the line, magic happens. Numbers go up, more people show up, and your income increases. That's why to be successful, you need a team. A team that will call you on your breaches of accountability. They will also high-five you on your accomplishments.